Good Morning World, with news and commentary for the 18th of July, 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:30 Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world's treating itself. By the way, an explanation as to why there was not a newscast on Friday, a very simple explanation. My ISP had another outage last week. Hopefully they've gotten their act together and will not have any further outages, at least not preventing me from being able to do this newscast. Canada is set to increase its military involvement in GWB's war against Afghanistan. By next February, there will be 1,500 Canadian troops in Kandahar under the guise of tracking down Osama bin Laden. Let's see if they can do it. General Rick Hillier, the chief of the Canadian Defense Staff, brushes off fears of a London-like or 9/11-style attack on Toronto or Vancouver by saying, quoting now, "We are the Canadian forces, and our job is to be able to kill people." End of quote. Reports continue to stream out of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, about a massacre there by over 300 heavily armed United Nations troops on July the 6th. Helicopters, tanks, machine guns, and tear gas were used against children, women, and men on their way to work or school. Lieutenant General Augusto Heleno, the Brazilian commander of United Nations troops in Haiti, termed the incident a success. At least 23 Haitian civilians were killed in the attack. Further information is available at indymedia.org. The Miami Herald is reporting that a sex offender has had his probation temporarily revoked for reading Maxim magazine. His probation officer found Maxim to be sexually stimulating material in violation of paragraph 30 of the offender's probation agreement. The offender then spent 6 days in jail before a judge ordered him released. A hearing on the offender's continued status under probation is scheduled for later in this month. Apparently, the judge was not nearly as easily aroused as the PO apparently is. The cover of the most recent issue of Maxim features Paris Hilton in a bikini, and the contents don't get any racier than that. No nudity, no sexual acts depicted. By that level, watching an old episode of Married with Children could easily have landed the offender in jail. And Amy Goodman, host of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! Program, has become the latest target of the erotophobic left. The article, "Independent Media at a Time of War," written by Goodman, was published by Larry Flint in the July 2005 issue of his porn magazine, Hustler. Now the anti-sex faction inside the always faction-infested Pacifica framework are gearing up for battle against Goodman for simply allowing the piece to be published in Hustler. I've mentioned before on this newscast the fraud being perpetrated by Pacifica for calling its radio stations community-run, whereas the real control of each station is in the hands of one clique of friends doing battle with three or four other cliques of friends who all use the stations not so much to serve their communities of license as to suck the lifeblood out of the community to feed their vampire-like collective egos. One time, WBAI New York program host Steve Post wrote a book about all of this, titled "Playing in the FM Band." It was published no less than 34 years ago. In it, San Francisco newscaster Bill Schachner is quoted as saying in the late 60s, while a broadcaster for Pacifica's KPFA in Berkeley, "We is a dangerous word to use around here." I'll say that once again, quoting, "We is a dangerous word to use around here." End of quote. The quote still applies, unfortunately. A dozen years ago, I had the opportunity to experience a similar introduction to such thuggery while associated with WORT in Madison, which is not Pacifica-owned, but patterned after the Pacifica station model. It turns out that WORT over the years has, by this particular date, offended more community groups than those actively supporting it. Now, Amy Goodman has become the latest punching bag for those inside the Pacifica hierarchy who just can't stand to see sexual expression documented in any form, even though Amy Goodman's only alleged crime in these people's eyes is a fleeting association with Larry Flint that has only a political component to it. The band plays on inside Pacifica, and the arrangement is as discordant as ever. A reminder that this newscast originates from three locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever support you possibly can, okay? You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. Once again, that's thevoiceoflabor@centurytel, centurytel.net. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make some news of your own today.